This is Misty Hale. I'm at the Dover City Council meeting with the mayor. And so let's talk about this water and sewer change that you guys made coming up. Does it start July 1st?
July 1st.
And so y'all normally have an ordinance that automatically raises both of those rates by 3% each year. But y'all decided to do something different this year. Tell me about that.
So this year we decided to go with no increase on the wastewater half. On the water part, rather than going with a per gallon increase, which would affect the high-end users more than the others, we went with a base rate increase of $2.71 that will be affect every meter, every account. And basically, it's going to be $2.71 per month for each user. That'll be across the board, no matter how many gallons you use. Oh.
And so this will actually be less for most residents than if you all had done your standard increase. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And that whole thing is to comply with Act 605, which says that every municipality water department has to be, requires us to be freestanding. You cannot supplement it. And you also have to have a reserve account for improvements and capital funds in the future.
You mentioned that y'all are going to have to do some improvements to your water towers in the not-too-distant future. Tell me about that.
Yes, they need to be cleaned out and painted. We have a couple of quotes on it. They're over a year old now, but we'll have to revisit that. And hopefully within a year, hopefully no longer than 2 years, we're able to get that done. We're currently seeking some grant funds, loans, just looking at all of our options, and got the state in helping us. They're assisting in finding some funds that may be out there, and that's our next focus.
All right, and the final thing is that you guys, looks like y'all have a city council member vacancy coming up, so tell people if they're interested in being on the city council, how would they go about doing that?
We had a resignation tonight, effective May 1. The council will be challenged with appointing a replacement to fulfill that term. Hopefully next month, we'll have some folks to consider, for the council to consider and appoint a replacement. Anyone interested, contact City Hall here in Dover, anyone you know on the council. But you can call City Hall, let them know you want to put your name in the hat to fulfill the vacancy.
All right, Mayor Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you.